The British government has charged a former KGB officer with murder and is seeking his extradition from Russia. Here's Ken MacDonald. He's Britain's director of public prosecution, speaking earlier today.
I have today concluded that the evidence sent to us by the police is sufficient to charge Andrei Lugovoy with the murder of Alexander Litvinenko by deliberate poisoning. I have further concluded that the prosecution of this case would clearly be in the public interest.
Lugovoy was charged with poisoning another former KGB officer, Alexander Litvinenko, last year at a hotel in London. He was poisoned with a rare radioactive isotope, polonium-210. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer is in Moscow, and he joins me now. Welcome, Gregory.
Thanks.
Can you remind us of the details of this case?
Well, it's a bizarre case, a mystery reminiscent of Cold War era KGB killings. Litvinenko fell ill last November after meeting at least three Russians in the London hotel where he drank a cup of tea that was believed to have been poisoned. One of the Russians was Lugovoy, who denies he had anything to do with Litvinenko's murder, saying he was just there to discuss a business opportunity with Litvinenko. British police subsequently found a trail of radiation that leads back to Moscow, and a nuclear plant in Russia produces around 90% of the world's polonium. Analysts here say the substance is so expensive and so dangerous that only a well-funded and well-organized operation could have possibly carried out such a poisoning.
What's Russia's response been to Britain's request for extradition?
Well, the prosecutor general's office has flatly refused to extradite Lugovoy, saying that that's against the Russian constitution, that Russian citizens can't be extradited. The latest statement is from the foreign ministry, which reaffirmed that position, but also said that Moscow wanted more detailed information from London and was ready to cooperate over the case. But I think that many people here believe Russia isn't really interested in cooperating. Moscow has belatedly launched its own investigation into the Litvinenko poisoning. That case in some ways contradicts the British case, and Litvinenko supporters in London say it's meant to obstruct British investigators.
Why is Britain so intent on getting Lugovoy back?
Well, this was a crime that was carried out on British territory. I think that's the main fact. Also, I think there were serious concerns that there was widespread radiation contamination in London. There was also contamination in Hamburg. But I think that there is also concern that Russia's relations with the West are seriously deteriorating. And there's concern, I think, on the British side that they want to put their foot down and follow the rule of law in Britain.
Lugovoy has responded to these charges today. What did he have to say?
Lugovoy restated his denial that he had anything to do with Litvinenko's poisoning. He also said that today that the charges are politically motivated. I think this may be a bid to try to get the Russian government increasingly on his side. But previously, in an interview on Russian radio not too long ago, he said that he wanted to cooperate with British authorities and that he hadn't ruled out possibly traveling back to London.
But if the Russian government says they won't turn over Lugovoy, what can the British government do next?
Well, many believe that it's a dead end in that case. There was talk several months ago of a possible tit-for-tat exchange for Lugovoy in return for Boris Berezovsky, who is a Russian businessman who's living in a self-imposed exile in London. Moscow is outraged, has been outraged, that Britain gave Berezovsky political asylum and refuses to send him back. But I think that kind of talk has actually been squashed recently. It would really have to be a diplomatic solution to this standoff. Russia says that there is the possibility that Lugovoy can be tried in Russia, so there is some room for negotiations.
NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer in Moscow. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.